The Democrat budget proposal today contains a $1.3 trillion tax increase. That's the largest tax increase in the history of the United States. What that means, say, for an average Nevada family of four making $40,000 a year or less, that's $2,000 a year in tax increases to that family. To small businesses, it's huge tax increases. Nevada seniors on taxes on capital gains and dividends that they rely on for their income as they get older, those taxes will be going up dramatically. So this is a tax that we cannot afford. It's a budget not only that raises taxes, but then dramatically raises social spending that in the future is just going to burden our children. As our country is heading into a possible recession, or we may even be in a recession today, the last thing we need to do is to have more big government programs paid for by massive tax increases. The Democrat budget proposal that is before us, I believe, will deepen the recession, and we need to be looking at policies that will actually stimulate the economy, help the housing industry, which is literally dragging the whole economy down. Let's focus on doing those things instead of just raising people's taxes across the board. Nevadans want to keep their taxes low. It's opposite of what Washington, D.C. is trying to do right now. We have a great business climate in the state of Nevada because we have a low tax environment. That's why businesses have continued to go there. If we want businesses to stay in America, to keep jobs in America, we need to keep taxes low in America. Most countries around the world are lowering their taxes. The Democrat budget proposes that we go the opposite direction in America and we raise taxes. That's exactly the opposite of what we should be doing if we want to remain competitive in this global marketplace.